Welcome to the All Out As Is podcast. I'm your host, Adia. Brene Brown once said, "One day you will tell the story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide." These are my stories, my lessons learned, my experiences. It is my hope that through this podcast, you will find grace for your past, purpose and alignment for your future, and contentment in this moment as you live all out your way, just the way you are. If you aren't already following me on social media, please check out Adia Dance on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and at adiadance.com. All right, let's get started. Hey, all, thanks for tuning in to another episode of All Out As Is. I am Adia and excited that you're here. Okay, so I'm going a little explicit on this podcast because there's a topic that I have that I really wanted to bring up, and it's something that has impacted my life, but I've chosen to see it from another angle, and I really want to encourage other people to do the same because I feel like it's a trap for people who are either trying to hold you down or just are unwilling to see another way. So, have you ever had somebody tell you, well, you got to kind of climb the ladder in order to get to that spot that you want to be? You got to wait in line. These three people, they've been here longer. They've been working for this. You're not going to get that promotion. You're not going to get that opportunity. There's a line. Get in it. Have you ever had somebody tell you, you can't charge that much? Like, well, what gives you the right to charge that? So-and-so doesn't charge that. And look how much further up they are than you. Again, there's that line. Here's what I want to say. If you've ever felt like you're supposed to wait in line to accomplish something you want to accomplish or to go after your dreams or to fulfill something that has been on your heart, or to just like get off the freeway a little bit earlier when there's like the whole line, you know, when there's like a line on the freeway for the exit ramp, but then there's like the other lane that is also for the exit ramp that no one is in because no one else is in it. And so everyone's kind of following the crowd. And then when you actually go to that one, you're like, why isn't everyone over here? Because everyone's following the crowd versus creating their own line, creating their own path. I want to say, fuck the line. Fuck the line. All right. Let me tell you a fun story. I mean, fun, it's relative, but we'll see. So I was in college and it was like a 7 a.m. class. I always took early classes and anyway, that's not the point. The point is that there was a line of probably 20 students out the door to get into this class, and everyone is waiting. And I walked up towards the class and I was kind of like, what's everyone in line for? And it's like, well, the door's locked. And I'm like, that's interesting. Okay. So for a split second, I thought about waiting in this line. And then I said, fuck this line. I went to the front. I opened the door that was not locked to the surprise of course, everyone in the line. And then I held the door as everyone walked in. I wasn't about to just like burst right through and be like, bye, sucks for you. But I wanted to show them, like, you guys created this barrier for yourself. You created a rule that wasn't there. When we walked in, the best part of the story was that the instructor was like, I was wondering where you guys all were. Like, where is my class? So, okay, maybe that door had been locked at some point in time, but at some point it was open. And my guess is that when it was open, there was some sort of indication that it got opened. But everyone was just stuck in this line. And none of those other 20 people thought to go up and just open the door. They just took the truth they heard for what it was, didn't ask questions, and just got in line with everyone else. Mm-mm. That is not me. That is not what I'm about. I say, fuck that line. I have had people tell me that I'm not allowed to charge a certain amount for private lessons because I've only been doing things such and such long and someone else in the industry has been doing it longer. And I'm like, these are my personal lessons. I can charge what I want to. I can charge $1 million if I want to. I can charge $1. I can do them for free. my situation may be, I don't want to say it's unique, but let's just say that it wasn't like it wasn't this huge gap that there should have been any sort of rule made. People just want to make rules. They want to keep you in a box. They want to keep you over here so that they can move past you, or keep you over here so that no one can move, so that everyone stays stuck. What is that line that has been drawn for you that you're like, but why? Why does this line exist? Why am I having to adhere to this line? What is that line? That's the one you need to say, fuck it, I am going around. Like, there is no reason. There is no reason for you to be waiting in line for things that your heart desires when there's no real line. It's a fake line. It's a line set up by people who are, again, whether it's intentional or unintentional, it's meant to keep you down. I'm not saying go break laws. I'm not saying that if there's an actual, like, ladder that you have to climb or steps that you have to do. I'm not telling you to shortcut and skip steps. I'm saying when people say you can't do it because such and such and such, and it's their rule, their expectation that they are imposing on you, fuck it. Get out that line. You go make your own line. Go make your own line. And you go after your dreams. You go after your goals. You go after your desires. You go straight to where you need to go to be living the life you desire and to be in relationship with the people you want to be in relationship with, in the circles of the people you want to be surrounded with. You bypass that line and go make your own line. People will line up behind you, watch. But then don't be a block for other people. All right? So kind of part two to that. Once you have made your own way, don't do what they did. Don't block other people. Don't say that they cannot pass because, you know, you've now done the work. Like, then you're no better than everyone else, in my opinion. I think it takes a little bit of self-reflection and conscious effort to, you know, to make sure that you're not being that person who creates the blocks. We got to check in with ourselves. We need to check in with our motives. We need to check in with our intentions. We do need to check in with ourselves. But ultimately, let's go. There is plenty for everyone. There is plenty of room for everyone. There's plenty of space for everyone in your industry, whatever your industry is. I don't care what industry it is. There is always space. So you go make that line. You got this, and do it all out your way. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following Adia Dance or by visiting my website, adiadance.com. And of course, I'm on all the other social platforms as well, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and the like. I appreciate you and all your uniqueness and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go live all out as is your way.